朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
有一个美国的记者有一次到印度去参观一个麻风病院。
A reporter from the US went to visit a hospital for lepers in India.
他在那里看到一个女宣教士非常细心的在洗一个麻风病人的伤口。
He witnessed a lady missionary washing very carefully the wounds of the leper.
他看在眼里，心里非常的受感动。
He was touched.
然后他就对这个宣教士说，就是一年给我100万，我也不会做这件事情。
And he spoke to the missionary and said, if you pay me $1 million, I would not do this.
没有想到这个女宣教士很平静地对这个记者说。
And the missionary responded very quietly.
他说，是的，给我一年100万，我也不会做这件事情。
He said, yes, even if you gave me $1 million, I would not do this.
我不知道我们今天看一件事情是看它的价钱呢，还是看它的价值。
I do not know when we see something like this whether we care about the price or whether we care about the value.
许许多多的时候我们做一件事情一定有做那件事情的动机和目的。
Whenever we do something behind that, there's our motivation.
我们怎么看见一件事情它的意义跟我们从不同的角度来处理这件事情有直接的关系。
How we value something, what we accord the meaning to that event, then will determine how we treat those actions.
今天有许许多的人做一件事情是从价值的角度来看和从价钱的角度来看，完全带来不同它内涵的意义。
Whether you get an event, with the price,or with the value, then it has a tremendous different meaning in your action.
所不同的地方在于你有没有真实的负担去做一件事情。
So what is the difference? The difference is, do you have truly a burden for that action?
在基督教的专有名词把这个负担把它讲成意向。
And in Christian terminology, we very often call this burden the vision.
圣经里面讲到意象，我相信每一个基督徒马上想到箴言书29:18。
When we speak of the word vision, perhaps we are all drawn to the description of vision in Proverbs.
在29:18告诉我们一节很熟悉的经文，没有意象，民就放肆。
In chapter 29:18, very familiar to us, without vision, the people perish.
这是非常合逻辑的一件事情。
This is very logical.
你有意向，你有方向，你有方向以后，你所做出来的事情就有它的意义。
With vision comes a direction, and if you have a direction, then there's meaning to what you do.
一个没有意义、没有意向的一个工作，是一个会带来混乱的一个工作。
A work without vision will only bring chaos.
如果是你我个人没有意向。
If you and I individually do not have a vision,
我们所受到的影响还少。
The influence perhaps is small.
一个团体若是没有意向，
But if an organization does not have a vision,
带出来的影响就比较大。
It will influence more.
今天的教会被神放在今天的地上。
Today the church is put on earth.
能不能够给今天的地上带来一个影响？
Whether this church can influence the society.
圣经讲得非常的清楚，乃是看我们这个教会有没有很清楚的意向来决定。
It's clearly described by the scriptures to say whether you have an influence depends on whether the church has a vision.
今天这个世界是个混乱的世界。
Today we live in a world of chaos.
难道今天神的家也是个混乱的地方吗？
How about the house of God?
所以求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
当我们在这个月做称为差传月的时候，
When we call November our mission month,
让我们在主的面前很清楚地看见主到底要我们教会走一个什么样的一个道路。
May God help us to see what kind of path path this church should take.
意象这个词在使徒行传里面出现十二次。
The word vision appeared in the Acts of the Apostles 12 times.
我们知道使徒行传是记载初期教会发展的一个记载。
The Acts of the Apostles record the early actions of the church.
在使徒行传一章八节告诉我们说，圣灵降临在我们身上，我们就得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，一直到地极，做主耶稣基督的见证。
In chapter 1, verse 8, we were told that the apostles will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and they will be their witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria.
如果使徒行传所记载的是福音的扩展，教会的扩大的话，
If we say that the Acts records the expansion of the church, the broadening of the gospel,
这十二次的异象就有它特别的含义。
Then we say, for the 12 visions have their special meanings.
是异象使差传的工作往外发展。
Seemingly, it's the vision that broadens the work of the mission.
刚才左弟兄带我们所读的《使徒行传》16章第6节到第10节，就是这12个异象里面的一部分。
Just now we have read one of the visions in Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 10.
好不好，请各位再翻回到《使徒行传》第16章，我们从第6节到第十节这段圣经，我们再翻到那里。
Let's turn back to that portion.
我们记得当人类登陆月球的时候，
We may remember when man first landed on the moon.
Armstrong 曾经说过一句话，他说我在月球的一小步就是人类的一大步。
The astronaut Armstrong said, one small step for man, one giant step for mankind.
事实上，使徒行传十六章第六节到第十节，这是一个短短的五节圣经的记载，但是在整个教会历史里面却有极大的影响。
And very similarly, when you look at these short five verses, it records also a very great undertaking of the church.
很明显的，福音从亚洲经过这一段的圣经，就进入到欧洲。
It records the broadening of the gospel from Asia into Europe.
因着从亚洲到欧洲，然后继续的往外传，一直到今天，我们在这里有福音可信，有福音可传。
And from Europe, it got spread on until today, we can spread the gospel on ourselves.
在短短的这五节圣经里面，我盼望跟两方面弟兄姊妹一起来思想这个关于异象的这个信息。
I would like to meditate with you from two different views on this vision.
第一个，到底在这段圣经里面给我们看到异象是怎么来的？
First, I would like to spend some time for us to think about how does this vision come about.
是的，我们需要异象，没有异象民就放肆，但是异象在哪里呢？
Yes, we need a vision or else we will perish, but where is the vision?
异象是在哪里发生的？
Where does the vision take place?
第二，我们要看异象给保罗那一个同工的一个小团队带来一个什么样的影响。
Secondly, we would like to look into how this vision impacted this small team.
今天早上我只跟大家思想前面一部分。
Today, I will only spend time on the first part.
在这段圣经里面，我们看见异象到底是发生在什么地方。
Where did this vision take place?
先我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
第八节，他们就越过美西亚，下到特罗亚去，在夜间有异象现于保罗。
So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision.
异象在哪里？
Where is the vision?
异象在特罗亚。
The vision took place in Troas.
特罗亚是个什么样的地方？
What is this city, Troas?
我们在这段圣经里面很看得非常的清楚。
We see very clearly here.
特罗亚并不是当时保罗这个短宣队他们所要去的地方。
Troas was not an original stop planned by this short-term missionary team.
使徒行传十六章是记载保罗第二次出外的宣教的一个活动的记载。
During his second missionary trip, Paul's journey was recorded here.
他去到底目的是什么呢？
What was his purpose?
请各位看15章36节。
To see this, let us turn to chapter 15.
这里告诉我们说过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说，我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城，看望弟兄们的景况如何。
In verse 36, it's recorded sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, let us go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord, and see how they're doing.
换句话说，保罗在 使徒行传十六章的行程是为了要去看望他第一次去宣道所带来的这些果子。
In other words, his second missionary trip was predicated on his desire to visit the churches that he established during his first missionary trip.
到十六章第五节，很清楚的看见他的使命完成了。
And in fact, in verse 6, we can see that he has accomplished his mission.
教会的信心坚固，人数也渐渐的增加。
We also see that the churches were strengthened and grew daily in numbers.
就发生第六节这一段的事情。
That was recorded in verse 5, but now in verse 6.
我们看见第六节这里有一句非常稀奇的一件事情，圣灵就禁止他们继续的在亚细亚讲道。
Very strangely, we see here that they were kept by the Holy Spirit.From preaching the word in the province of Asia.
因为圣灵的拦阻，所以他们就换一个地方。
And because of this, they changed their destiny.
所以他们就想到别的地方去传道。
So they thought maybe they should go to someplace else.
他们的工作已经完成了。
Because they finished their work.
所以他们想说，也许到往北走，在黑海边上的那个比推尼，到那个地方去传福音，去建立教会。
So they thought about going north, close to the Black Sea, to the town of Bithynia.
但是在第七节说，耶稣的灵不许他们过去。
But then we were told the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them.
到最后他们北边不能去，他们东边又不能回去，他们就跑到那个今天土耳其的西北角的特洛亚城去。
Because they were forbidden to go north or to return east, they went to modern Turkey.To the town of Troas.
当他们到了特洛亚的时候，他们是面向着欧洲。
When they arrived there, they are facing Europe.
对保罗和他的同工来说，前面不是他们传福音的地区。
For Paul and his companions, what lies ahead is not their objective.
他们没有任何的计划继续的往前走。
They did not plan to go to Europe.
但是神把他们带到那里。
But God led them there.
很多时候我们发现有这样的一个光景。
And very often we find this.
神的工作常常是超过我们的计划，我们自己的安排的。
The work of God transcends our planning and our arrangement.
有的时候我们看见我们有一些计划，有一些安排，神来干涉我们的安排，来干涉我们的计划。
Sometimes when we are planning for certain things, God may take control and change it.
保罗他们到那个地方几乎到了一个无路可走的地步。
Seemingly, Paul doesn't know where to go next.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的神常常在我们道路的尽头等着我们。
God is usually waiting for us at the end of the road.
我们常常听这句话说 Man's extremity is God's opportunity. 人的尽头就是神的开头。我们用这句话想到一个慕道者的一个光景。
Very often we apply this to those seekers that the end of the road is the beginning for God.
难道我们今天有许多的人信主不就是这个样子吗？
Is that not an apt picture of many of us who believe?
神的拯救临到我们，常常是我们到了一个极困难的境界的时候，上帝的突破给我们带来一个新的拯救。
The salvation of God came upon us when we are indeed without escape.
神的带领，神的拯救，神的开路，常常是好像我们走投无路的时候。
And very often the leading and guidance of God come upon us only when we seem to have no way out.
我们以为到了一个地步已经没有路可走了，感谢赞美主，主为我们开了一条新的道路。
Just when we thought that there's no other way, God opened a door for us.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。我们在基督徒生长的过程当中，在基督徒侍奉的经历的里面，其实我们也常常发现这件事情。
The same experience applies when we apply to Christian work.
很多时候，我们发现，在我们侍奉的过程当中，甚至在我们灵命增长的过程当中，上帝在那个好像无路可走的时候，替我们带来一条新的出路。
Very often in our Christian walk or in our Christian ministry, we face the same thing that we face no other way and God opened a door for us.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上，我相信许多的弟兄姊妹读到这里，跟我有相同的问题。
Perhaps when you read this passage, you will reach the same question that I have.
刚才你讲的，我都同意，我也有经历。
Yes, I understood what you've just said. I agree with it.
但是当我每一次读到这段经文的时候，就有个问题在我心里面，到底圣灵是怎么样拦阻，是耶稣的灵是怎么样不许可我们继续的往前走。
I'm perplexed and curious. How does the Holy Spirit prevent them from going on? How does the Spirit of Jesus prevent them?
这地方讲得很清楚，他们本来要往一个方向走，圣灵不许他们。
Here we have just said they want to travel this direction. They were kept by the Holy Spirit.
他们换一个方向，耶稣的灵不许他们。
They changed to a different direction. The Spirit of Jesus would not allow them.
你说我知道圣灵会做这样的一个工作。
And you say, I know the Holy Spirit can do this.
因为很多时候我们走在一条不是圣灵要我们走的道路上。
Because very often we may be walking on a path that's not the will of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们在属灵的经历里面常常偏行自己的道路。
And in our spiritual experience, indeed, very often we go our own way.
有的时候个人如此，我们看见教会常常也有这种光景。
Very often individually we do that, but also churches do that.
圣灵，我们感谢主，圣灵在那里做工，帮助我们从我们这样的光景里面带回来。
We praise the Lord that the Holy Spirit works and changes us around.
我们不能说主啊，我们感谢你有25年的经验。
We cannot just praise God and say thank you for the past 25 years.
是的，25年我们看见神以他的恩典作为年岁的冠冕。
Yes, indeed, we have seen the grace of God with us in the past 25 years.
弟兄姊妹，过去神给我们的恩典并不能够担保证明我们走在前面的道路可以不依靠他。
But just because he has been gracious to us in the past does not guarantee that we do not need him in the future.
但是感谢主，主没有让我们永远的偏行己路下去。
But the Lord does not allow us to go on our own way.
他会帮助我们从难处里面出来，这是上帝的爱。
He will help us to escape our calamities, and this is the love of God.
那么问题是在这段圣经，到底圣灵是怎么样禁止的？耶稣的灵是怎么样不许
？But still, we are curious. How does the Holy Spirit work in this case?
路加《使徒行传》的作者这里并没有很清楚的交代。
Luke, the writer of the Acts, did not clearly expound on this.
但是我们在圣经里面可以看见大概神带领的一点轨迹，他的一些道路。
But perhaps we can see some traces here on how the Holy Spirit led them.
我们在圣经里面，特别在旧约圣经里面，我们看到神常常借助环境来带领他的儿女们。
Very often, especially in Old Testament times, we see God leading his children through the surroundings.
我们举一个例子，在旧约约拿书。
For example, in the book of Jonah,
我们在约拿书里面再三的看见一幅图画，就是约拿怎么样在神的面前领受神给他的托付，往尼尼微去传福音的一个很动人的故事。
And we can see picture after picture how Jonah finally obeyed the command of God to preach to Nineveh.
我们都知道这个故事。
We are all familiar with.
很多时候我们觉得约拿的故事好像是今天许多基督徒的写照一样。
Perhaps we feel that the story of Jonah is a very good picture of Christians today.
在约拿书里面，我们看见神要他往尼尼微城去。
When God first commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh,
但是他起先没有去。
He disobeyed.
神容忍他。
And God allowed him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们知道神常常用他容忍的爱来对我们。
God had patience with him.
很多时候，我发现在过去这几十年侍奉主的过程当中。
In my experience of serving God,
实在看见有许多的软弱、失败和残缺。
Yes, there were many weaknesses and failures.
我们看见上帝的忍耐。
And we see the patience of God.
后来当约拿远离神的时候
，But when Jonah was far away from God,
弟兄姊妹，神没有远离我们，神没有放弃我们。
God did not allow us to go on.
在约拿书里面有一个动词。安排这个字出现了好多次。
In the book of Jonah, you can see the verb arrange appear many times.
神安排海中起大风。
God arranged for a storm to arise in the sea.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候人生的风暴是神所许可的。
Brothers and sisters, we have to understand storms in our lives is arranged by God sometimes.
这是我们基督徒的信仰。
This is our faith.
我们知道全地洪水泛滥，耶和华作着为王。
But even if the whole earth is flooded, we know that the Lord is still king.
没有人天生的喜欢风浪。
None of us by nature likes to endure storms.
但是我们却看见在风浪的后面有上帝的手。
But we see the hand of God behind this storm.
我们看见在风浪里面有上帝的主权。
We see the lordship of God behind the storm.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。